Did you know that every year on December 13th, it snows in Niagara Falls? This has always been the case. It's a heavy snowfall too, usually blizzard conditions. But the Fallsians don't fear it. They treat it like a holiday. Kids don't go to school, humans don't go to work, everyone stays inside and has a nice meal and some chocolates. But that's not the case today, December 13th, 2053. It's the first December 13th where there is no snow. It's 74 degrees, clear skies, the birds are singing, and it smells fantastic, which is not something you used to be able to say about Niagara Falls. Used to stink. But everything is just perfect now in Niagara Falls. And the reason for this goes all the way back to a big pile of garbage. Niagara Falls is known for its two gigantic landmarks. One, that rushing waterfall, wonder of the world that brings in billions of tourists a year. And two, a giant mountain at the center of town, a towering, majestic site, which just happens to be a landfill. It's the oldest and tallest landfill in the United States, dating back hundreds of years. By pure folly of forward thinking, early city planners placed it right in the center of the city. And over the years, it grew larger and larger and higher and higher. It began pushing homes and businesses towards the perimeter of the city as it increased in size. Homes were forced to be moved as it began encroaching on neighborhoods. Bingo parlors had to be demolished to make way for the fattening landfill. Eventually, the city looked like a huge festering boil with a few houses and shopping malls making a ring around it. The garbage dump was taking over the town. Something had to be done before everything in the city ended up in that landfill, including the mighty waterfall. So along came Copex Waste Repurposing Company. Did you know that an average human accidentally consumes enough plastic in a year to fill a bag? Copex Waste Repurposing Company had pioneered a state-of-the-art system of turning any kind of garbage into something useful. Materials that were good for the environment, good for society even. Batteries could be granulated and woven into new shirts for the needy topless. Discarded paint could be coagulated and turned into footballs for starving children. 100 pounds of food waste could be compacted and formed into a single raisin. If it's no good, we'll make it good, was their motto. They came to Niagara with an ambitious plan. Eliminate the mountain. They would free up acres of land by chewing up the trash and spitting it back out as fine recycled material. And it was working. Truck after truck transported the landfill, chunk by chunk, into the mouth of the factory. The people of Niagara Falls were amazed at the quality goods that were coming out the other end. Over the course of just a few months, the entire landfill was gone. But the citizens were hooked on this process of transforming trash into treasure, giving garbage a new life. So they started throwing out stuff that wasn't even trash, just to watch it go into the plant and come out as something different, better. Soon the concept of turning bad things into good went beyond personal items. Entire businesses that were deemed trash or bad, like tattoo parlors, dive bars, and strip clubs, were dismantled and sent to the repurposing plant. When the building materials of those businesses came out the plant, they were used to build good places, like churches and celery cafes and Bed Bath & Beyonds and more churches. They were built right in the center of the city, in the very spot where the nasty landfill used to be. All was good, but could be better. The plant was hungry for more. Copex began offering additional services. Bring your bad words, your dirty swears, and we'll recycle them into clean words. Words like fuck and shits were turned into baby doll and pumpkin pie. Soon, even impure thoughts disappeared, thanks to a new brain garbage stuff technology that the Kopex labs developed. It was like a vacuum you stuck in your ear and it shot hot liquid into your brain, which flushed out thoughts about punching and out-of-wedlock sex and replaced them with thoughts about hot soup and clowns at the children's hospital. And if someone didn't want to get rid of their bad thoughts, you could bring them to Kopex plant. You could shove them in your car, and you could bring your bad people to the Kopex lab, and they will make them good. Or at least they could be turned into a nice new watch or a set of golf clubs. Wives were bringing in their husbands to the plant. Husbands, their wives, uncles, their aunts. Truckloads of people were brought to the factory to make better people or things, to make better things. The plant got wider and bigger the more it consumed. Does this all sound like a bad idea? No, because there were no more bad ideas. Just good thoughts, which doesn't necessarily mean smart ones. For the love of God, the factory was becoming rich and huge, even bigger than the landfill used to be. It surrounded the city like a wall around a castle, keeping all the good folks of Niagara Falls in and all the bad ones out. But eventually, none of the good people were good enough anymore. Some groups accused others, others accused themselves, and they all marched into the cleansing machinations of Kopex. What would happen to the factory once all the garbage and bad things were gone? Well, that could take a while. What was good today is garbage tomorrow. The city will just get cleaner and cleaner until all that's left is the factory itself. It's December 13th. The blizzard did not come this year. It's 74 degrees, sunny, and the birds are singing. Smells great. But there's no one in the streets. There's no one in their homes. There's no one operating Kopex Waste Repurposing Company. It still runs. Smoke's still puffing out the chimney thing. Lights are still on. But everyone is gone, devoured by the factory and everything is good.